So just a couple of points that I picked up in what people shared, that the work of reflection can often bring us to evaluate our past. And so this is something in logopraxis that comes up a bit. And I think just one thing that I'd say about that is that whatever comes up for us as we work with the text, if it's things from the past, then those things being opened up by the Lord through the text so that they can be recast in the light of the truths that have been worked into our life. So that's kind of just as a general principle. There was almost a universal theme of obscurity in wanting to know what facts are or what quality they are or how to use them, or so that just came up through most people's sharing. And of course, the text this time talks a bit about obscurity. And the theme through the text is that being drawn into externals without a reference to internals is what brings about obscurity. And again, this is about valuation. So the more value that is placed on exteriors over interiors, the more obscure things become. And so that's just as a general principle, because we're becoming detached from interior things. And there was a lovely statement about what it means for spirits to be sleeping. Just see if I can find it quickly. So this is 5210. For spiritual sleep is a time when truths remain in obscurity. Spiritual wakefulness, when truths exist in brightness, and to the extent that truths are in one state or else in the other, spirits are awake or asleep. So, it's a common experience for us all. So, being awake means being awake to interior life. Being asleep is not being awake to interior aspects of life. Around the question of, again, valuing interior work and the place of self in it. So interior work really has to do with the idea of working with the states of our affections and thoughts. And if we're doing that from the word with a view to self-examination and repentance, that can only increase our sensitivity to what others need and what we can do to support them. So it's not that interior work or exterior, it's that interior has to be put in the first place, and then the exteriors will begin to take care of themselves. We will have the insights that we need. We will have that psychological space where we can respond in a way that's more conducive to producing, something that is good. The other aspect of how to know whether facts are useful or useless. Well, useful facts contain good. I think that's what the text really highlights. And good is what is directed to what's important. And that's the end in view that the Lord has, which is eternal life. So a lot goes on in external life that has nothing to do with, or, is not focused on on that eternal view. So if there is confusion and obscurity, then really all we can do is return to the word and return to our interior work. And what's needed from us will become clear.